Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says that men love being nagged, and that a woman's nagging voice is how pair bonding chemicals are released by the brain. Not this male. When I've dated women that were henpecking me and telling me what to do, that was my cue to leave the relationship immediately. Nagging is the ultimate no-no. The worst is when it comes from your mother. If nagging is supposed to make men happy, then why am I happier living alone? Moving on, Andrew Tate says that you are safer now in Moscow than most American cities. Of course you are. There's no migrant enrichment in Moscow except those few times when Muslims destroyed a theater or two with a bunch of Russians in them. But when it comes to walking around at night, yeah, I'll agree that Moscow is a lot safer than walking around Chicago or New York. Even Joseph Stalin would approve of Tate's message. Number three, a guy named Dr. Como spent 2 years infiltrating the largest Alphabet People Discord server out there. He became the admin and then blocked everyone, and it's gone for good. I'm just disappointed because he didn't take the opportunity to expose all the PDF files in there. But I gotta hand it to him, that's commitment to give up 2 years of your life to do something like that. I bet no one expected him to play the long con. Up next, what's up with Adam Sandler? He makes tons of bad movies and then makes one good one called Uncut Gems to prove he's a good actor, and then continues to make bad movies with no explanation. Whenever Sandler steps out of comedy, he really shines. Case in point, I really love the film Punch Drunk Love. He probably made serious movies like that to shut people up and then went back to making screwball comedies because he has more fun making them and not taking himself too seriously. Number 5, Mick Jagger's ex-wife and Keith Richards finally got Mick to seek counseling for sex addiction. And when he did, he just seduced the sex therapist. Makes me wonder how they even found out. Especially since there's supposed to be doctor-patient confidentiality. But seriously, when Keith Richards tells you to dial back on the vices, you really need to listen. Looks to me like even with all that sex, there's a man that still can't get no satisfaction. Moving on, so is this where we are now? Where women say they don't have bad intentions towards men, and then it's just men's bad behavior that changes the woman's intentions towards men. This is basically saying that women are perfect, but that bad men make bad women. Why am I not surprised that once again they refuse to take accountability? You just know that no woman believes this, and you have to be a simp to think that this is anything close to reality. They really think that most of us are this stupid. Number 7, here's a prime example of female empathy. She says that they say that men don't cry. It's not true. And that if a woman can make a man cry, then she doesn't know how to hurt him. She says all of her men cried. I don't know about you, but the few Asian women I dated or interacted with over the years are quite negative, and always knew where to poke me emotionally. They know how to love you long time, but they also know how to break you. The best thing to do is not interact with them altogether. There's a reason why Korea, China, and Japan have some of the lowest fertility rates in the world. Up next, here's proof that Aaron Cleary is right when he says that women don't like men all that much. Or even children for that matter. Women on the left are more likely interested in having fulfilling careers rather than being married and having kids. Men on the other hand that voted for Trump, their top priority was having children. With reproductive technologies like artificial wombs, men will take over reproduction from the species, and the majority of the female population will just girl boss themselves out of existence. Number 9, and speaking of liberals, the wealthy liberal city of Santa Monica is declaring a financial emergency, because they have to pay tons of money out for sexual abuse cases. I guess someone needs to teach Democrats how not to grape. Apparently, though, most of the cases were from just one man, Eric Euler, who was a city official molesting children for decades. I'm just waiting to see how they try and blame this on Trump somehow. Moving on, this guy's the happiest man in New Zealand, because she said yes. Someone then got back to him and said congrats, but be careful because women really generally let themselves go after the marriage. As far as I can tell, that clearly won't be a problem for him. Maybe he's blind and that's why he's so happy. Here's an actual picture of the engagement ring. If she ever gets fatter, they'll have to cut the ring off her finger to get it off if she ever wants to get an MRI scan. Number 11, this woman says the DNA tests are just another way that men control women's bodies to make sure the child is his. Another woman says that if she finds out her husband had a DNA test right after she gives birth, she's leaving the hospital and serving him divorce papers immediately. Yeah, men shouldn't just blindly trust women, sure. Turd-flinging monkey says that you're oppressing them if you don't let them cuck you and be the beta provider to Chad's baby. Up next, here's the state of the economy in the West. Your parents at your age bought a house and you worry how you'll never be able to recover financially from a single check engine light. Even 20 years ago, you could still get a semi-decent used car for a grand. Those days are long gone. Now, if something breaks in your car, you need to get a new engine. Replacing it is more expensive than just buying a new vehicle. Even with this insanity, many boomers will blame younger generations to their dying breath. Number 13, Jacinda Ardern, says she made mistakes and was just human. Would you look at that? A washed-up politician and COVID tyrant seeking our attention one more time. She got away with forcing jab injuries, deaths, and tyranny, and now she just wants all of us to forget about it and kiss and make up. And to think that once upon a time she was a sweet-looking woman that probably wanted to do good in this world, before she sold out her soul. Moving on, someone says that here are four things that they'll never see in their entire life. I've seen one of those things, and it ain't love. When I was 15, I altered the course of events in my life, and a few days later, that little gray sucker at the top right shows up in my bedroom while I'm sleeping. He does nothing more than observe and tell me he exists with his presence. As for love, women say they love you, but in one of my first videos, I realized that they're incapable of it. Number 15, Maya Moore recreated Michael Jordan's iconic photo with all of his championship rings, but she has 12 of her own. Does anyone really care though, because in the famous words of Thanos, I don't even know who you are. She could even have her feet up with 12 more rings on all of her toes and no one would still care. Watching Jordan like he was suspended in the air during the 90s was something to behold. And I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again. As for Maya, I didn't realize they handed out rings at the Waffle House. Up next, here's what happens to Democrats with the Ukrainian flag in their profile when a Ukrainian girl gets brutally ended by a black man. Now you know why all the Ukrainian flags have been removed from their bios. To be honest, if you see anyone with any of these flags in their bio, they have weapons-grade retardation. Why can't they just be themselves? Why do they always have to virtue signal that they're identifying with some noble cause? One flag is missing, though. The one that's blue and white with a star in the middle. Number 17, speaking of weapons-grade retardation, here's Mark Carney, Canada's new Prime Minister. He says he ran a 26K half marathon after almost 4 hours. Funny though, he doesn't seem to have a race number. I wouldn't be surprised if he just popped in there somewhere in the middle for a carefully choreographed photo op. You don't even see any sweat on his shirt. This is still probably the least of his sins. He's gonna wreck Canada worse than Trudeau did. Moving on, remember everyone that Will Smith almost had it all, but instead he chose to marry Tupac's alpha widow. What little respect I had for him went out the window when he slapped Chris Rock. I'm still oddly amused by the picture on the bottom left, where he's obviously trying to look down at her boobs or something. It also looks like fumbling top-tier baddies is a tradition that runs in the Smith family. Number 19, someone says here's the difference between Warren Buffett versus crypto guys. Not exactly. If you use dollar-cost average and held Bitcoin for the last 5 years, your average rate of return is around 30%. But Buffett's compound annual growth rate for his entire career is around 20%. Not to mention if you just held the NASDAQ Tech ETF over the last 15 years and didn't trade it, you would have also earned 20% a year compounded. But in Buffett's day, 20% was like 50 or 100% a year today, before that recent inflation. Up next, Donald Trump is no longer the most important issue for Canadians as we start worrying about the economy more and the still rising cost of living. It's too late now, we're stuck with Carney, and he effectively used the bait and switch technique to get us to vote Liberal again, to stand up against Trump, which he never did. And now our economy is going to migrate from being in the toilet to being in the sewer. Good thing I have very few Canadian dollars or Canadian assets anymore. Number 21, here's some words from Shoe on Head, who also banned me on X, saying that it doesn't matter if a woman can open a jar. She just needs to hand it to the man to make him feel like he has purpose opening it, or else men die. True men need purpose, or we have an existential crisis. What a great suggestion. Basing your relationship on lies is definitely the way to go to stoke a man's ego. A man that gets purpose from opening a jar is a simp and a white knight. Moving on, here's the difference between when boomer kids get ended versus when their 401k dips a couple of points. What do you expect from the me generation? The first one to value money over future generations. I blame the boomers' parents and Dr. Spock for spoiling their kids and making them entitled. Many of today's younger generations can't even afford a 401k. Is it just me, or will the boomers go down rightfully or wrongfully as the most hated generation of all time? Number 23, people are wondering if the White House press secretary should be posting bikini pictures. She's got the right amount of thickness for me. although most guys would say that she needs to lose at least 20 pounds and look more like the woman on the right. And in my old age, for some reason, I've started to like plastic chesticles like she has. The better question to ask is, should Joe Biden be on the beach at all with a body you can't even donate to science fiction? Up next, Cooper says that this is her dream boyfriend. Making $300,000 to $500,000 a year, 6 feet tall, 27 to 33 years old, etc., etc. The female delusion calculator says that a man like that making $300,000 of any race and not obese is 0.044% of men. And if he's not married. But if he makes closer to $500,000, then he's a 0.007% man. Or basically that only 7 men out of every 100,000 meet her criteria. The real question is she one of those 7 out of 100,000 women out there? Probably not. Good luck with your cats, lady. Number 25 on the last one, remember everyone, never give up. You can take your perfect form from a sissy trans woman to an overweight incel in only 5 years. In this case, I call this an upgrade because at least this individual got some of their masculinity back in the detransition. Unfortunately, in this day and age, dudes try and go in the opposite direction, and you know they'll fail miserably at it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.